So this is our latest Advent episode. You know how this is going by now. So longtime listeners know that we seem to have a little bit of power in that we say, you know what I would really like is this, and then it happens. So today we're going to share our book wish lists. Julia, is there anything you want to see next year?
Yes. So last year in 2019, I took a trip, my very first trip ever to Asia. And I went with my friend, Kim Lee, friend of the pod, who did one of our Babysitters Club recap episodes with us. So we went to Korea, South Korea, and Japan. And while I was there, I read Pachinko. I had it on my Kindle. And then I also had borrowed a copy from Rach in hard copy. So I kind of started it before I left, and then I got it from the library on Kindle so I could travel light. And I finished it while I was over there because I was going to the two countries that the book was about, and it ended up being such a great thing to read during this trip. I feel like I was learning stuff about the places I was visiting, and it was cool to, read about this seaside town and then actually go visit it. And then I, started seeing a couple books that caught my eye after I got back about Korean American characters. So I read David Yoon's Frankly in Love. And I think that like Jenny Han's books, To All the Boys I've Loved Before. And I just would like to see more representation of Korean characters in books and books about Koreans or Korean Americans. I think it's a really interesting country, really wonderful culture and food and people. And I loved my trip there, and I would just love to read more stories about people who come from that country or whose parents or grandparents emigrated to America from South Korea. So yeah, that would be my Christmas wish this year, is more books about Korean American characters.
So for me, I've been thinking about this, and especially talking about One Day in December and Shopaholic Christmas and things like that. I find that I really enjoy books about, women in like their 20s or 30s, just like figuring out their careers, figuring out their family lives, figuring out their friendships, and just trying to like, sort of grow into themselves. And so I would take any more books like that. I'll take them all, that's sort of, and especially, set at Christmas would be fine too. So I think I just want more of those.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would be surprised by our politics, but especially not mine. Once Joe Biden takes office, I want a lot more dystopians. Once we're not living in one anymore, I want dystopian everything. that's really all I want.
Because you don't want them now, because we're kind of living in one.
We are definitely living in one. I don't need anything about a plague that kills everybody. Right now, I need happy and fun stuff. And then starting January 20th, give me dystopian everything. World's on fire. Yes.
Agreed.
Awesome.